to feel them the missing wage. Maybe as if he knew that I didn't speak to the Lamkonas. But I have to feel, yeah, you see now. Yes. You see this thing of LPC that I was telling you about.
Okay.
Yeah, just go through it. And then this is another page that you should go.
Okay, so it says that complainant by the South African Police Service. We refer to our letter 12th of March 2020 and note that you have failed to provide us with a response. Should we not learn from you within the next 14 days, your conduct will be referred at an investigating committee for consideration. Yours faithfully, Mr. J. Foree, Senior Legal Official, Disciplinary Department.
That is for LPC.
Okay.
They were so-called investigating me, for which I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can now come to read this one. Yeah, this one. Start with the inquiry. Yeah.
Okay, inquiry.
Who's inquiry?
Reference inquiry, Lieutenant General Mawela. And then A, it says Mr. Thinius Grobler, Director, Gauteng Region Legal Practices Council. And B, Mr. J. Foree, Senior Legal Official, Disciplinary Department, Legal Practices Council. And then A and B, request for an urgent investigation by the Legal Practices Council into the conduct of Advocate Ma Lesela, Daniel Tefu.
Don't read my ID.
Yeah, ID number 07.
Don't read my ID.
On the 27th of September 2019, Acting Judge Musa ordered that the conduct of Advocate Tefu be reported to the Legal Practices Council as a matter of urgency. On the 4th of October 2019, Judge Fisher granted an urgent interdict against Advocate MD Tefu in the South Gauteng High Court on behalf of the South African Police Service and the State Attorney Johannesburg. It is requested that the LPC urgently conduct an investigation into the conduct of Advocate MD Tefu. There have been multiple incidents and complaints which require an urgent attention and intervention of the LPC. Number two, incident on the 20th of August 2019 at the Johannesburg Labour Court. On the 20th of August 2019, Ms. Cindy Manichana from the Johannesburg State Attorney was in...
Yeah, it's up to that.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
So how does that prove drug supply? Because I had nothing about drugs there.
Yes. No, this is a proof of the link, the enmity, if you understand what I'm saying. The enmity in the sense that the first page says that McGirard said complained by the South African Police Service. Actually, South African Police Service complained against me to LPC.
Yes. No, that I get.
Yes.
I'm saying, so, I was thinking that you said this person supplies drugs. You're going to show me a document that says, you know, a picture, something, or a court document,
no.
A confidential document, so that, because you know, the information you just shared is very sensitive and dangerous, and it's people's names. So I just want us to, you know, when you share that such information, the viewer probably is thinking as well, you know, let's see this evidence that says this person is a drug supplier. I mean, you more knowledgeable about law than I am. But I'm just, you know, I thought I was going to see that or hear that.
Okay. Telling me about being knowledgeable about the law than you. But you are the one, you are the host. You're asking me the questions, and I have to answer the questions. Then, firstly, what I will do as a legal person, I have to nexus. Nexus is a chain to connect.
Okay.
And then I've come to the end. You see?
So we're going there. Okay.
We are going there.
I'll be patient.
I learned to crawl. They say Rome was not built in a day.
Okay.
And then in terms of us as a human beings, you cannot be born today and then you're working. You
so
see?
We are at the foundation.
I'm not being sarcastic or being what do you call it? Sweet.
No, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I start with you from the beginning, then
no,
you can
clear.
Walk. That's and right. You are with me?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. So see, can you walk us to
yes, walking.
Because the question is, who are your enemies? And I think you've only named two so far.
Yes.
There's more, right?
There's more.
Yes. Can you lead us to the rest of the land?
Yeah, but now, for the sake of us having everything. No. Promised Mac, land, we will be there.
Mac wants the whole list of the enemies. So we're at number two.
Yes. Let him. Walk us through.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see now. So I wanted to say to you, when I bring this, to say, look. Yeah. Why I named this person, and he read the name of this person here. And this document is a document of LPC.
Yeah.
You see? So, after I resigned from the police, I was representing the police members inside before I left as a unionist and everything. Even after I left the police, I haven't lost from the police. I'm still representing them. You come to my office, you'll think that you are in the office of the union. You see the files there, captain, colonel, constable, sergeant. You see, these people followed me because they know my work. I've brought back the people from in the police who have been lost the job as far as 21 years.
Yeah, you mentioned.
Yes.
So you're still practicing.
Yes. But yes, I'm practicing, of course.
Okay, so
yes,
you were never struck off.
Actually, I started practicing from February. I resigned on the 13th of January 2014. Then February 2014, I started practicing.
Oh,
from that time until to date.
Okay.
Yes. So now here. On the road to Damascus, as McG asked that. is that. So now, you can see, this is a document of LPC, you see? The emblem of LPC.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, we have...
Get it on camera, shots.
It says, complainant is South African police.
Yes.
Yes. So, I knew about this, I was told. Now, this, Mawela is the provincial commissioner of Gauteng during this time. Did you see the date here?
Oh, no, I get it. So you say...
Let him lead us, Chief.
Okay.
Yes.
6th of August, 2020.
Yes.
Yes. So now is that...
6th August, which month? Which year?
2020. Yeah. Okay. Well, I was already the provincial, the PC. Yes. And he was appointed, he was brought there by Tele. Mawela, he was was the divisional commissioner for the response. This division that is responsible for the course of entry. Yeah, we call it the response. Like, if you go to the Devon Harbour.
Yes.
The borders.
Yes, the borders.
Like your... getting in, coming from Cholocho. See? So... Kelly took him from there. He made him the provincial commissioner of Gauteng. Remember, Kelly came in, was appointed as the minister of police on the 26th of February, 2018. Yes. So, now, he became that. And then, after the appointment of Minister Kelly, the February 2018, and then towards him appointing Mawela. my life as a lawyer, and in particular when it comes to the representation or dealing with a client in the SAPS, become very difficult. It make my life very difficult. So, hence I'm saying, but then Mawela is the provincial commissioner during the date of this thing. So now, through the legal service of Gauteng. Remember, in all the provinces of SAPS, every province has got its own legal service that is reporting to or advising the provincial commissioner. So now SAPS, as it says here, but it's Gauteng, they went to LPC to complain about me. And when they complain about me at LPC, they lied about me. These people in the legal service, on behalf of Mawela, they acting on behalf of Mawela. That, because remember, now they know that my employer is LPC. I'm responsible, I'm accountable to LPC. Then they said, I am representing the criminals. I'm bringing back the criminals in the police.
Got you, okay.
You see?
You.
Yeah. And who are the criminals? Criminals are the police that are getting fired unfairly, and I represent them, they come back.
Ooh, okay.
You see? Got you. And again, who are the criminals? The criminals are only the black police officers.
Got you.
You see? We've got Indian police. We've got white police. So when an Indian and or white police has been fired, that particular member will be reinstated in the police by a settlement agreement.
But the black officers who are doing the jobs are the criminals.
The black officers are criminals.
The ones doing their job.
The ones doing the job and being dismissed and failing.
Yeah.
You see? So I've been fighting a racism. That's why I'm saying now the racist and the corrupt are ganging against me. Now.
Yes.
Yes, you see?
Got you.
Coming from all walks of life.
Got you.
Yes. So now, as the... this was a bundle, like it was like the application that they must. They wanted, they thought now the LPC must take this complaint from them. But LPC people said, the disciplinary, they said, no. How do you complain about Advocate Tefu? Advocate Tefu, we check, yes, he's our member. I'm the member of LPC in Gauteng. And I've registered as a member of LPC in Gauteng on the 30th of September, 2019. Yes. And then I'm also on the National Gazette because I was admitted as advocate on the 5th of January, 2009. I was still in the police by that time. Yeah, so now LPCs, they say, no, yes, it's our member because they approach LPC in Gauteng. Yeah, remember, we've got the LPC in all the provinces.
Which advises the police commissioner?
Who's that?
The LPC.
No, no.
It doesn't.
LPC is a provincial chapter of Gauteng, where they approached. The people who are advising provincial commissioner is a legal service
of Gauteng.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is headed by Major General Collins Hendricks.
Okay.
Yes. Hendricks is the one who is leading the whole campaign of destroy my career.
So we're adding Hendricks in the list as well.
Hendricks is a...
Where are we? Are we at number two now?
Number three.
Hendricks is the head of the legal service in Gauteng.
Is he still working Gauteng. There now?
He's still there. Okay. Yes.
Number four, who do we have at number
four? No, let me finish this. All right. No, I'm going to mention them after.
Okay.
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Luckily enough, I know my enemies.
Okay.
Yeah. God bless me. Yeah. You see. So, now, Hendricks goes, you are talking about advisor. So, Hendricks is the head of the legal of Gauteng province. He's the advisor of Mawela. You see.
Okay.
Then, these people are the people who are going to, who are approaching the LPC, Gauteng. And they approach the then... the former director of LPC, Gauteng, Mr. Johan van Staden. Yes. You say, no, Johan van Staden, help us here. We've got this member of LPC who happened to be our former employee. He's resigned. But now he still continues here at a high level now as a lawyer to bring back the criminals that we fire. You see. So now, here are the complaints. Then the people, the right people at within the disciplinary of LPC, they check, they say, no. These complaints, you cannot complain about advocate. He's not even working with, he's not advocate working with the trust account. You've got the so-called trust account. Previously, the trust account was only for the attorneys. The trust account is where you put the money for the clients, you see, when you do the cases. So you come to me, she said, no, look, there is a problem of
you know why we want you to speed up the conversation, because we have so many questions.
Okay.
And you're taking a long drive.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a TikTok generation.
Right.
We need to get to the because we've got so many questions, and I don't want to talk about one topic for an hour.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can just get to the point as quick as possible.
All right. Yeah, let me say, long story short, is that when these people present their complaint to LPC against me,
yes,
LPC rejected the complaint. You see? They said, no, we cannot take a complaint against the advocate.
Got you.
Where is the attorney? We can take the complaint against attorney. Because they were saying to me,